What's up, guys? This is the first ever podcast that I have created. Well, that's a lie. A couple months ago, I tried to make my first podcast, but didn't really go too well. Wasn't really happy with it, and I never stayed up with it. So we're going to try this again. So welcome to the Andrew Schmidt FFL podcast. FFL standing for Faith, Fitness, and Life. I'm going to be talking about all things faith. I'm going to be talking about all things fitness and just talking about life as well. Hopefully through my podcast, through me sharing my life stories and all that kind of stuff, my goal in prayer is that everything I share gives you guys hope, gives you guys encouragement as you live your daily lives and as I just mouth vomit all of these stories into these different podcasts. So first off, welcome to this podcast. I have a bunch of things going on here. I'm recording my audio onto a different computer and I'm also speaking into a mic for my phone. So there's going to be a bunch of different outlets for this. It's going to be on YouTube. It'll be on Instagram. It'll be on Spotify. So in any way, shape, or form, if you want to listen to it, you can listen to it. I figured I'd start off with a simple podcast first. This is basically going to be about my testimony, and then I'm also going to put out two more after this one. The second one is going to be how Jesus saved me from anxiety and depression, and then my third one is just going to be talking about different God experiences and just ways that the Lord has reached me throughout my life. So today is going to be my testimony. So I'm going to start off with just a word of prayer before I dive into my testimony. So let's pray. God, Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for this beautiful day that you've given to us, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to present my testimony. And Lord, I just pray for anyone that's on the other side of this phone listening. Lord, I just pray that you just bless them, and I just thank you for the person that they are. Thank you for placing them on this earth. God, you have a purpose for them, and I just pray that you reveal that to them. And Lord, as I pray as I speak, I pray that you are the one that's speaking through me and not me speaking selfishly or pridefully. God, everything I say, let it be done to glorify and honor you. And I just thank you again for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. So I'm going to start off with when I first became saved. And that was about when I was 5 years old. My parents were both believers. They're the first generation of believers in their own family. So that was kind of amazing. But I was 5 years old, young Christian, got saved when I heard a message in the church. Basically like a fire and brimstone type of message. I was, one, afraid that I was going to go to hell, and I wanted to enjoy life with Jesus and life with God. And also, two, I was very curious about the gospel, and I wanted Jesus to be into my heart because I wanted to know him. So I kept bugging my parents and bugging them and bugging them and bugging them, and it was probably ongoing for about a week or so. And then finally one night they sat me down. We ended up pulling up our church website and going through the gospel, and they explained it to me how the gospel works, how when I pray the prayer, Jesus is accepted into my heart or gets into my heart. And I just keep hitting my mic. Hopefully that didn't change anything. And I'll be able to start living my life for Christ, and I'll get to go enjoy life with him in heaven. I was like, you know what? That's good. Sounds great. Sign me up. So we sat down over the kitchen table and we prayed, and I accepted Jesus into my heart. And from then on, I wish I could say that in that moment I felt a spiritual release, or I just felt all this amazing woo-ah type of thing, but that did not happen, okay? I do remember it like it was yesterday, being in the kitchen table and praying that prayer, but that was pretty much it. That's the only thing I really remember. I got baptized shortly after as a public outcry of my faith, and that was it. And then my elementary years was just me living my life normally, going to church with my parents, going to church with my family, and that was pretty much it. Now, my testimony, my real life journeys didn't really start until middle school and after. And even now, I'm still writing my testimony. God is still writing my story. So this is just a couple of things that I'll highlight throughout my testimony, some big things that kind of shape me as a person and as a man of God. So in middle school, I started off as a very troubled kid in the sense that I was trying to be the cool kid. I was trying to be the funny guy, the class clown, all that kind of stuff. Did not really work out well. You know, got kicked out of classes all the time. I was seeking my identity, my friendships. I was seeking for affirmation from friends, and it just kept failing me time and time and time again. And I would come home just feeling completely empty. And I was like, you know what? Enough's enough. So eighth grade. Our school at that time did this thing. It was like a revival week. Every day there was something going on. a new speaker was coming in, worship was coming in, whatever the case is, there was something going on every day. So the last day, there's something called, you know, recommitment of your life to Christ. And there's this woman that came in, she spoke, and she shared with us her story of when she got diagnosed with cancer. It was a bone marrow transplant that she needed in her leg. She got the transplant. Make-A-Wish Foundation also came to her saying, what would you like? She wanted to record a song. She recorded the song. And from there, she just kind of, the trajectory of her life went up. She wrote a song. She wrote a book called Wake Up Generation. And it was basically just calling my generation to rise up in faith and to stand up for Christ. And that just like hit me right between the eyes, because I was just sitting there being like, I am living my life not for Christ, for myself, trying to get the most out of it for myself, not doing anything. So I got that book, went up and talked to her. She prayed over it. She wrote something in it for me, and I read it. And I found my life verse in there. It was Romans 1:16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for this power of God for salvation to whoever believes. So that kind of stuck with me. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to start living my life unashamed for Christ. And that's just the motto I took on, unashamed. So I started leading Bible studies in school, outside of school, in my home, whatever the case is. I wanted to do it. I wanted to bring Jesus to my school, to my name, not to my name, to our the people around me. Like, I just wanted to proclaim Christ. So that was going all well, and then high school hit, and I really, really, that's when I really started to struggle with anxiety and depression. I was still continuing to seek my identity in my friendships and not in Christ, and every year, God just kept trying to get my attention, and I would have a really, really good, solid group of friends, but I would start to go to them and rely on them for everything. Am I a good soccer player? Am I a good Christian? Am I a good person? Do I look good enough? Do I sound good? Like, whatever the case was, I always went to my friends first and never myself. It was a lot. And I overwhelmed these people. I overwhelmed these friends to the point that I drove them away, and I would cry out to God, Lord, like, what are you doing? Like, why aren't you never there for me? And I would blame him rather than seek what was going on in my own heart. I keep hitting my mic. I gotta stop doing that. Seek what was rather going on in my heart. So God just kept taking friends away from me, kept taking sports away, like just different things he was just pulling away from me. And now looking back, it was because he wanted to grab my attention. I didn't really realize that until my junior year of high school. And a friend of mine invited me out to a worship night. And I went to this worship night, and I just felt like God, there was just a weight off my shoulders after this night. And I'm actually going to talk about this in my third podcast, God Experiences. So I don't want to dive into it too much. But that night just changed my life in the sense that now I'm going to seek the Lord. I'm going to seek him, and I'm not going to rely on my friendships. And if I lose a friend, so be it. I have to be okay with that. So that took a while for me to get over that. It took me about a year or two more to really get into this mindset that Jesus is the one I need to rely on. So then college came, and in the midst of all of this, I was struggling with my anxiety, and my depression just escalated, because now not only was I seeking friendships, but I was also seeking relationships. And in these relationships, I was just pouring everything into it, and was neglecting myself, neglecting my time spent with God, and it just was not going well. And so because of this, I just kept digging myself a deeper and deeper hole every single time that I would ask a question of reaffirming myself through somebody else and not God. So it got to the point where I was struggling with a lot of suicidal thoughts, and there were a couple of times that I wanted to take my life. Thank the Lord that I did not succeed in it and that I'm still here. And there's another part of my testimony is that there was one night that I had a plan on everything that I was going to do, and I went out and I said, Lord, if you're really here, it was 2 a.m. in the morning, 3 a.m. in the morning, if you're really here, then you're going to stop me from this, because I don't want to be a part of this world anymore. And right then, somebody called me and basically saved my life, but they had no idea. Also, who's awake at 3 a.m. in the morning? Like, that was crazy, first off. Anyways, so then I went to college, and I really started to make my faith my own, where I started to believe, not different things from Christianity, but I started to just basically just make my ideas through Scripture my own. And I got to spend the time with the Lord. I got to develop a relationship with him, and then was still going through dating relationships, still struggling with anxiety and depression until one night or one year where the Lord brought me to Florida. And in that time in Florida, the anxiety and depression just like left my body. Well, anxiety did. pretty much. I still struggle with some things here and there, but the majority of how crippling this anxiety was gone. Jesus rid it from me, and I'm going to mention all of these things in my one podcast, but I just wanted to kind of just continue on with my testimony, and that now I'm at a point, I'm out of college, I'm about four years out of college, and I am still grasping the concept of what it really means to truly trust and lean on Jesus. And I still struggle with it even to this point. Like, there will be moments where I catch myself, I'm like, oh, I got to be careful. I need to rely on Christ. I need to trust in Christ rather than other people, rather than friends, the relationships I'm in, whatever the case is. And my mom, God bless my mom, she is my rock. She always reminds me all the time, you need to trust Jesus. You need to make your life aligned with Christ first before you go and do anything else. And she's right, because when my life is not aligned with Christ, my life is a wreck. When my life is aligned with Christ, then I'm following His plan, I'm following His purpose, and I'm following what He wants to do for me. And so now I'm at this point where I've learned, well, I'm still learning, but I've learned a lot of things in the past, and later on in podcasts, I'll dive into deeper meaning of what I actually did learn, scripture references, all that kind of things. But there were a lot of things that I took on, a lot of things that I left. There were some addictions that I still had. That I needed to break in order to really become this man of God that He needed me to be. But that's kind of like the gist of my testimony. That's kind of that's how I got saved. That's what the Lord has done through in me throughout His life. He taught me that I need to rely on Him. I need to trust on Him. I need to cast my cares and anxiety unto Him. And, you know, I was actually just talking with somebody about this on my way home from coaching tonight, and we were having a conversation about anxiety. And she mentioned something to me that I heard a couple of years ago, where anxiety is just a lack of trust in the Lord. And when we stop to really think about that, you know, this is me worrying about something that the Lord says He's already got taken care of. He literally says in His scriptures, like, cast your cares and anxieties on me. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Focus on the here and now. Focus on what the Lord has already blessed you with, and everything else will fade away. And when you are starting to feel anxious and nervous, and there's just a lot going on, you know, I talk about this with my volleyball girls, and I said to them, when you feel like you're getting overwhelmed, take it to the Lord. Just close your eyes, maybe not in the middle of the game, but close your eyes and pray to God and give it to Him. Just allow Him to overtake your mind and your heart and your worries. And as you start to give that up and you start to give that to the Lord will wash over you with this feeling of just peace and just not worrying about anything. And you'll be able to focus on only what God wants you to focus on. And that's something that I really learned in the last year, especially. You know, there's a lot that was going on. There's a lot that I was struggling with, and I just needed to just trust and give it up to God. And every time that I sought the Lord first, or I had a conversation with the Lord, I felt at ease and I felt peace. And it was just truly amazing just to see how the Lord is working, and He still is working. And everything that has been done in my life is only because of God. Like right now, I'm sitting in this new space. I just moved to the downstairs part of my basement or my house. But it's a new place. It's not my bedroom anymore. But this was only because God willed this to be. God found a place for my brother and sister-in-law. They were here before me. They now have their own house. They have their kid. And because God ordained it specifically, He allowed them to go out at the right time in their own house. And at the right time, He brought me down here. Whatever the case is, whatever the true reason is that He finally allowed that to happen, I don't know yet. Maybe it was for moments like this, so I can be down here in an environment where I don't have to worry about waking people up. I mean, it is currently 10:14 at night, and I'm talking into this podcast, so hopefully nobody else is awake. But this is just something that I know that God is working on in me, and I'm praying and hoping that this podcast is reaching people that need to hear God's word and God's truth and God's love. And that's kind of where I'm going to leave it and end it for tonight, for this podcast. And I just want to thank everyone who is in support of this, who has been watching or who's listening to this. I'm super excited for what the Lord is going to do for this. And yeah, until next time, thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you guys later.